常常有人问什么叫做够了。
What is enough?
回答就是比现在再多一点就是够了。
And most people will answer, if I have more than I will have right now, then it's enough.
其实现在所拥有的就是已经够了。
But actually, in actuality, what we have right now is enough.
所以人的回答所显示出来的就是人常常不能够知足。
And our reply tells us that it's not easy for us to get satisfied.
但是事实上神给我们的赏赐也常常其实就是比这个够了还要多。
And oftentimes what God gives us is actually more than enough.
我们请看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书九章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
这神所要赐给我们的有三个层面。
And God will give us three aspects.
神要让我们物质充足。
God will give us physical things.
神要让我们的精神常常是非常的丰富。
And he will fill us spiritually, mentally.
神也让我们的灵性丰盛。
And also spiritually.
那前两个部分呢，是每一个人都有应当尽的本分。
And for the first two categories, it's our duty.
人在物质上的充足，精神上的这个富足是每一个人在这两方面都要有所付出的。
And we have to sacrifice a lot to gain physical and mental satisfaction.
所以在人的生活当中，也许许多多的人都能够达到这两方面的富足。
And many people in the world are able to achieve these two.
那我们基督徒如果我们尽本分的来努力的话，我们也跟一般的世人一样。可以达到这两个目标。
And if we fulfill all our obligations, we can also achieve those two goals.
有物质的充足精神的富足这是一般人所追求的目标。
And we can have the physical abundance and the mental satisfaction like everyone else.
所以一般来讲，如果这两方面都很丰富的话，那就表示够了。
And in most cases, when we haveabundance in these two categories, that is enough.
但是我们是比够了还要多。
But we have more than enough.
因为我们一个基督徒，我们又加上了这个灵性上的丰盛。
We also have the spiritual abundance.
但是就前面这两个方面是每一个人都需要去努力的。
And we need to work towards the first two categories.
这个人的这个物质可以影响到这个人的生活。
And the physical things can affect our daily lives.
包括人的精神状况可以影响人的生活。
And our mental state can also affect our daily lives.
所以人的财务、人的精神的状况可以成为人生活当中的一个绊脚石。
And if we are not careful, those two can be our stumbling block.
那人的这个物质跟精神的状况也可以成为生活当中的一个踏脚石让人生活得更好。
Or it can be a stepping stone for us to achieve better things.
为什么有些人的生活里头出了问题因为财务出了问题。
And some people's lives are messed up because because of their finances.
为什么有的人精神常常非常的不好。
And some people lack energy.
这个精神的不好就影响，就让自己也陷入自己的生活陷入这个黑暗里头。
And if they lack energy or have mental problems, their lives also go into darkness.
所以我们每一个人都需要在这两方面我们要来努力，来好好的经营。
We should strive towards achieving these two categories.
我们请看箴言第六章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the end, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
第七节。
Verse 7. Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler,
第八节。
Verse 8. Provides her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest.
这里说去看蚂蚁的智慧。
Here it tells people to learn the wisdom from the ants.
蚂蚁是很小的一个昆虫啊，但是它对它的生活呢是有所计划啊，有所经营的。
Ants are small, but they have plans in their lives.
啊，今天我们人呢、啊，在生活当中啊，我们也需要有一些简单的、很灵活的一些计划跟经营。
And in our lives as well, we should have some plans, and we should manage it.
啊，这是生活的一个啊的一个必须的啊，也是一个智慧。
It's a necessity. It's also a wisdom.
啊，我们在生活当中总是会遇到一些。一些突然来的事情啊，或者一些经济的整个社会的经济的变化。
We encounter unexpected things, and also we encounter the bad economy.
哦，那物质跟精神的层面不但影响生活，也会影响到我们的信仰。
And our physical state and mental state will also affect our faith.
哦，也一样的，这两个项目也会成为我们信仰生活的一个绊脚石。或者是一个踏脚石。
It can be a stumbling, they can be a stumbling block, or can be a stepping stone.
啊，所以我们一个基督徒啊，我们跟一般的世人一样啊，我们要在啊我们的物质生活、精神生活方面，我们要有计划，要有好好的去经营。
And we should manage these two categories well.
那从圣经让我们看到，我们一个基督徒啊，我们要坚持着。这个做储蓄的这种计划。
And from learning from the Bible, we should have savings.
就是说我们在我们的收入当中啊，我们要有固定的比例啊，来做储蓄。
We should save a certain percentage of our income.
自古以来啊，很多人的这个天性啊，是不会去储蓄的。
And many people, since ancient times, do not like to save.
我们请参考哥林多前书十六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2.
哥林多前书十六章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2. Verse 2. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as that he may prosper.That there be no collections when I come.
这个保罗知道，这个马其顿的弟兄姐妹啊，他们有心来帮助啊，帮助别的地方的弟兄姐妹。
Paul knows that the brothers and sisters in Macedonia have the heart to help others.
所以保罗啊，给他们一个建议，给他们一个原则。
And Paul gave them some advice.
说每逢七日的第一日啊，你们照自己所收入的。要将所奉献的先把它拿出来。
And Paul told them to, on the every seventh day, should save up some money and for collection.
所以这个每逢七日的第一日啊，可能就是他们刚好这个拿到工资的时刻。
That may be their payday.
所以啊，保罗要他们说要把奉献的先把它留下，分别出来，拿出留下来。
And Paul gave them advice to take aside the offering first.
保罗说免得我来的时候啊，你们才在那边临时在那边找钱。
And so Paul says they won't need to find the money when Paul come.
这很有可能就是一般的人啊，没有这个储蓄的习惯。
This may be that it's not people's custom to save.
那这也是。这不但是那个地方的人，我想很多的人性是这个样子的。
Not just the people in Corinth, but probably a lot of other people as well.
所以很多很保守的专家，他会给我们一些这样的建议。
And here may be some advice from experts.
其实呢，这个就像蚂蚁一样，是一种智慧。
This is the wisdom from the ants.
就是说我们有一个。有个 有一些储蓄的，在我们生活当中应该有一些储蓄的目标。
We should have some goals and we should save towards some goals.
一个很基本的就是我们要存啊，一个很简短的目标，就存我们手头上啊有这个两个月到六个月的这个生活费。
And it's a saying that we should have at least 2 to 6 months of spending money.
那另外一个就是长比较长程的这种主要的一个储蓄的一个目标。
And there may be some other long-term saving goals.
那可能跟我们的退休有关系，可能跟我们生活当中的一个转换会有关系。
Maybe a retirement plan, or maybe just for emergency.
因为在生活当中会有一些我们没有预期、没有意料的突然的事情，甚至是困难临到我们的生活当中。
Because unexpected things or bad things may happen in our lives.
如果我们有这些长期的这些储蓄计划在我们的生活当中。
But if we have long-term saving plans,
我们当突然的事情发生的时候，就不会这个不晓得该怎么办，不知所措。
And when unexpected things do happen, we will have some backup.
那有这样的计划，也能够让我们的生活里头有比较多的自由的空间。
And by saving, we can have more financial freedom.
当有一个工作机会来的时候。
When a job opportunity comes,
你可以很自由的选择说，我离开现在的工作，我去试这一个新的工作。
When a job opportunity comes, you can have the freedom to try out this new job.
我们也能够有比较大的、比较多的自由来拒绝一些我们认为那个工作环境已经不好的工作。
And we have more freedom to refuse the jobs that are bad for us.
所以在生活当中其实有很多这些有关我们财务的如何经营处理的这些信息我们都可以去参考做吸收做一些参考。
And it's not bad for us to look through some financial information.
那一些很好的建议也告诉我们说我们不要这个我们的财务生活要有这个不负债的这种原则。
And one of the most important principles is that we should not be in debt.
今天有人家在定义什么叫做美国人。
And often people ask, what is American?
美国人就是很爱借钱又很会借钱。
And one of the things that people in the world say about Americans is that they like to borrow.
所以我们最近的这个经济风暴应该跟这个所谓的美国人的这种特性有关系。
And our financial crisis may be due to this American habit of liking to borrow.
美国人很爱借钱，也很会借钱。
Americans they like to borrow and they're very good at borrowing.
但是专家给我们的原则是以这个不负债为原则。
But the financial experts tell us not to be in debt.
当然有一些大的事物比如说买房子这个是必须贷款的这个是很正常的。
But of course, something like taking a mortgage out for a house, that's pretty normal.
但是很多人在这些消费的物质上面也在负债。
But a lot of people are in debt because of luxuries.
那结果常常就毁了自己的这种财务上的安定性。
And they destroy their own financial stability.
就让整个生活受到很大的亏损，很大的消耗。
And their lives take great toll because of it.
所以这些专家说，万一我们有负债的话
，And the expert says, if we're ever in debt,
我们一定要很持续的、有计划的来付清我们的这些债。
We should continually to pay off this debt and have a sound plan to pay off our debt.
还有一个建议就是少用甚至不用信用卡。
Another advice is that to not use the credit card that often or not use it at all.
这个尤其是对这个年轻人这是一个很重要很好的一个建议。
Especially to our youth.
因为这样可以免去我们那种常常很冲动的购买东西。
Because we often have impulses, or we often have impulses to buy certain things.
我们请参考以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's look at Book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第二节。
So look at Isaiah 55, verse 2.
以赛亚书五十五章第二节。
55 verse 2. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance.
好，我们借用这个经节啊，来啊来想这个不用信用卡的这件事情。
Let's think about this verse and think about why we should not use the credit card that often.
这个信用卡用惯了，我们常常会冲动的去买一些东西。
After we're accustomed to using credit card, it's very likely for us to buy things out of impulse.
那结果就像这个经节所讲的，花钱啊，但是呢，买的并不是我们真的需要的啊，或者可以用的。
Just like this verse says, we often buy useless things.
那在无形当中就会成为一种浪费，一种损失。
And we create a lot of we waste a lot of things, and we lost a lot of things.
那另外一个建议就是我们养成每一个月付清这个信用卡的账单的这一种习惯。
And we should also have the habit to pay off our credit card debt.
他说这个也是，尤其是对年轻的人是很重要的一个原则。
And we should have this principle since we're young.
这个年轻人很容易的就被这个信用卡所累积的这个债务把它绑住了。
And many youth are enslaved by this credit card debt.
我们请参考马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 26.
我实实在在的告诉你，若有一文钱没有还清你断不能从。请你念。
Surely I say to you, you will by no means get out of here till you have paid the last penny.
我现在不是在解经，我现在只是引用，就借用一下这个经节。
I'm not interpreting the Bible, I'm just borrowing this verse.
所以说你若有一文钱没有还清你不能够从那里出来。
Here it says he cannot come out of there unless he paid every penny.
有的人生活变得很杂乱就是因为被这个财务的问题绑住了。
A lot of people have lived messed up lives because they're bad finance.
所以这个是生活上的经验也是一种智慧。
This is something that we can build experience upon and.It's also a wisdom.
这能够帮助我们，这是我们应该尽的本分，来过着这个物质充足的生活。
It's our rights and our obligation to live a physically abundant life.
那这个物质也跟人的精神生活会有关系。
And the material life does have a relation with our mental state.
常常精神状况不能够好，就是因为财务上。陷入困难。
A lot of times people have mental problems is because they have financial problems.
那对我们一个基督徒来讲我们在这个财务的这个经营上面我们还有一个秘诀。
And as a Christian, we have this advantage in managing our finance.
请看马拉基书第三章。
Look at Book of Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书三章第十节。
Book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Verse 10. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
这是一个公开的秘密。
This is a
open secret.
This is an open secret.
这个十一的奉献呢、啊，不但能够回报神呐、啊，而且呀、啊，是蒙福的一个啊一个原因。
If we give tithe, it's we can be blessed because of it.
哦，我们有努力的在工作，在经营啊，然后又加上能够这个奉献来报答这个神的恩典，让我们物质精神一定会是充足的。
We work hard, and what God, and if we pay the tithe, God will repay us both materially and mentally.
好，那在理财方面呢、啊，啊、有很多的建议是会告诉我们说，你应该做怎样的投资。
And if you go ask for experts, they'll tell you to do certain investments.
那在所谓的投资啊，在我们生活当中啊，有几个投资啊，也是我们必须，我们可以去啊，可以去留意的。
And we should look for certain investments.
啊，第一个我们要能够去看重啊，对一些新的知识的这种学习跟吸收。
We should learn the new things.
哦，就是对自己的这种再教育啊，其实这是一个很好的投资。
When we educate ourselves, this is the best investment.
哦，能够花一些钱啊，去吸收或学习一些新的知识，这对我们的生活是会有帮助的。
We spend money to learn new information. This is good.
那另外啊，我们能够对整个自己的家庭的这种活动的投资啊，这也是一个好的投资，一个聪明的投资。
And if we invest in our family activities, this is also a wise choice.
哦，所以很多人很看重这个家庭每一年的这种休假度假。我们一个基督徒啊，其实也应该看重这一件事情。
A lot of family like to have plan a family vacation. I think this is a very good choice for Christian as well.
啊，因为借着度假能够促进家庭成员彼此之间的这一种感情。
By having a family vacation, it builds up good bonding among the family members.
如果我们有正在成长中的孩子啊，也无形当中借着这个机会啊，能够帮助他们的一些学习。
And the children growing up in that family can learn a lot of things as well.
那最重要的就是人的这个生命。
The most important thing in our life is the life itself.
那人有。我们也常常说，这个时间呢、啊，就像我们的生命一样。
And time is our life.
那所以我们也要很聪明的将我们的生命啊，来投资在一些能够长存甚至永存的事情上面。
And we should invest on everlasting things.
我们跟儿女之间的这个关系啊，这个是长存的。
The relationship between us and our children are long lasting.
哦，这个家庭啊，是我们人生当中最重要的一部分。
And family is the most important aspect in our life.
哦，所以我们要在这我们的儿女、我们的家庭上面多做一些投资。
We should invest a lot on our family and our children.
哦，那其中最重要的投资就是我们的生命，就是我们的时间。
And the most valuable thing we can put in this investment is our time.
哦，我们要在神的事工上面多做一些投资。
We should invest time in holy work.
哦，用我们的生命，就是我们的时间，投资在神的事工上面。
We use our life, we use our time to invest in holy work.
哦，因为到最后啊，只有我们所做的这些事工啊，能够跟着我们走，跟着我们到神的面前。
Because while we carry in front of God is all these holy work we have done.
哦，这个启示录十四章说啊，我们工作的果效要随着我们。
And Revelation chapter 14 tell us what we should bring our the fruit of our laboring in front of God.
那再来另外一个很重要的部分，就是我们灵命的丰盛，才真的将我们带入那个 more than enough， 比够了还要多。
And if we can achieve spiritual abundance, then we can truly say we're more than we have more than enough.
所以在信仰的这种追求跟实践里头，让我们能够拥有金钱所买不到的。
If we pursue after this faith and we can find something that is very valuable.
是金钱所买不到的。
The money cannot even buy it.
所以我们不但追求信仰，而且要实践信仰。
We pursue this faith and we apply it to our daily lives.
这样我们会去拥有那个金钱所买不到的。
And we can gain things that money cannot buy.
这个就是为什么我们说神所赐给我们的是比够了还要多。
That is why we say what God gives us is more than enough.
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
第九节。
Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这里说我们成为光明的子女。
Here it tells to become children of light.
我们在信仰上来追求、来实践，我们能够成为光明的子女。
And we pursue our faith and we apply it to our daily lives. This way we can become children of light.
我们发现说我们的生活当中真的跟别人有很多的不一样。
We can see many distinctions between our lives and other life of other people.
我们能够保持的那一种这个纯啊这个啊纯正。
We can be righteous.
Integrity.
We have the integrity.
那在生活当中，我们总是能够说诚实话。
We can always speak honest things.
在我们的生活当中，我们总是能够守我们的啊守很守信用，守我们的承诺。
We always keep our promises.
在我们的生活当中，我们总是能够对我们的言语行为啊来负责任。
We take responsibility for everything we say and we do.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们是一个好像信念有素的人，一个很有约束、很节制的人。
We are people of discipline.
这个是很多人很羡慕的，但是做不到的。
Many people want to be like this, but they cannot. They cannot.
一个对自己的言行能够负责任的人啊，他的生活是很有力量的，很活泼的。
If we can be responsible for every word we say and everything we do, then our life is very lively.
那在生活当中啊，也能够成为一个在各方面都啊很乐于助人、很慷慨的人。
And if we can become a person who always help others,
这些美好的个性啊，这个不是金钱所可以买得到的。
All these good qualities, good fruits are cannot be purchased with money.
当我们越来越像是一个光明的子女。
As we become this children of light.
这个生活当中很多的事情啊，并不是我们银行里头的数目字所能带给我们的。
And the things we gain are not from the bank.
这银行的户头里头啊，它不会有很多，不会有只有这个金钱的数目，它不会有其他的项目。
Our bank account only shows us how much money we have, but it doesn't show us what we have in other categories.
成为一个光明的子女，常常会带给我们一个健康的身体。
Becoming the children of light will give us a healthy body.
一个光明的子女啊，带给我们一个非常健康的这个心理。
And a healthy mind.
一个光明的子女啊，常常带给我们一个非常健康的家庭。
And a healthy family.
一个光明的子女啊，常常让我们拥有非常真实的这种友情、友谊。
And true friendships.
一个光明的子女啊，常常会在工作上，他喜爱他的工作。
And the love towards his or her job.
一个光明的子女啊，常常能够拥有一个非常满意的工作环境。
And find satisfaction in his or her conditions.
一个光明的子女啊，能够常常拥有弟兄姐妹之间的这一种团契。
And find the fellowship between brothers and sisters.
这个都不是银行的银行户头里头的那个数目字啊，所能够让我们拥有的。
All these are not shown in the bank account.
哦，所以我们真的是 more than enough， 比够了还要多。
We truly have more than enough.
那圣经里头几个经节，我们最后提出来，大家啊互相来复习一下。
Let's look at a few verses for mutual encouragement.
请看箴言十一章。
Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 28. 11 verse 28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage.
这个财物啊，是生活当中所需要的。
We need the material things and money.
但是财物啊，不是我们绝对的依靠。
But we should not trust in the finance.
所以我们更重要的啊，要追求成为一个义人。
We should seek to become a righteous person.
当我们成为一个义人了，我们就能够真的来拥有那个啊多而满意。
If we become a righteous person, then we will find this more than enough.
再请看箴言三十一章。
Let's look at Proverbs 31.
箴言三十一章十六节。
Proverbs 31 verse 16. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard.
这在描写这个才德的妇人。
Here describe a wise woman.
这一节告诉我们呢，她是这个啊经营她的生活，管理她的财务。
Here talk about how she managed her finance.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们也是一样的，在生活当中，我们好好的来靠着神所给我们的恩典智慧，我们来经营生活，来管理我们的财务。
In our lives, let's use the wisdom that God gave us to manage our finance.
就是用圣经所给我们的智慧原则，我们来经营我们的生活，来管理我们的财务。
Based on the biblical principles, we use it to manage our lives.
我们再请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第十节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through many sorrows.
今天很多时候谈到这个理财啊，就是为了多赚一些钱，为了发财。
Many people heard of managing their finance, they think about how to earn a lot of money.
那就陷入了这个贪里头。
But if they do that, they will fall under the category of greediness.
所以常常很多人越理财，让自己越陷入这个愁苦当中。
And some people manage their money this way, then they will sink into sorrow.
那我们一个基督徒，我们努力的啊，也是尽本分的来理财，我们的目的在哪里？
But as a Christian, our goal of managing our finance should be different.
我们是为了让我们的这个生涯啊，我们的整个生活里头啊，能够有保障。
Our goal should be just seeking the material security.
我们所以要理财啊，是因为在这个大环境里，在这个大环境里头啊，我们也要来提高我们的一些这个生活的水准。我们理财的目的是为了要提高我们生活的水准。
Our goal for managing the finance is to raise our standard of living.
今天很多的事情啊，并不是啊所谓的啊这个享受啊，或者说奢侈。
A lot of things is not luxury.
而是我们生活当中，在这样的大环境里头，我们必须的。
A lot of things are necessity and not just luxury.
比如说我们开一个车子，对现在的生活来讲，这不是一个奢侈。
Like for example, owning a car is not a luxury.
所以我们 车子旧了，我们需要换一个性能好一点的，好，一个新的车子，甚至性能好一点的车子。
For example, if our car gets old and if we want a better car,
啊，比如说我们需要拥有电脑啊，这个啊，能够交换资讯。
Or having a faster computer. 啊，
那我们来经营，我们来经营我们的财务啊。另一方面就是帮助我们来维持我们信仰的品质。
And one other goal for managing our finance is to maintain the quality of our faith.
我们在不得已的情况之下，我们也可以坚持我们的信仰。
Under unusual circumstances, we can keep our faith.
但是大致上来讲，我们的财务状况影响我们的生活，也常常会影响到我们的信仰。
But very often, our financial status will influence our faith as well.
那所以我们基于这些理由啊，我们一个基督徒啊，这是我们一个基督徒我们理财的目的。
So these should be our motivation for managing our finance.
那当然，神所赐给我们的啊这个产业财务啊，我们能够多多的来做在神的事工上面啊，做在一些好的事情上面。
And we should try to use the resources God give us on holy work.
啊，这就是提摩太前书第六章的十七节到啊到十九节所说的。
So this is the essence of the Timothy chapter 6 from verse 17 to 18.
那我们一起来唱诗151首。
So let's all sing hymn 151.
啊，比这个够了还要多啊！啊，是一种不知足。
Wanting to have more than enough is a attitude of.
啊，但是事实哈、啊，就是不知足哈、
啊。Of not knowing when to stop.
啊，但是啊，事实上啊。啊，从我们今天晚上查考的这个层面来看呢、啊，神所要赐给我们的，就是真的是比够了还要多。
But in actuality, what God gives us is more than enough.
啊，所以让我们再一次的来献上我们的感谢。
And let us all give our thanks to God.
啊，也求主耶稣帮助我们啊，真的能够啊，在他的爱、他的恩典里头啊，让我们过着啊这种 more than enough 的生活。
And let Christ to guide us to live a life. That is more than enough.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.